the mighty man of God. Judges 15, 13 through 17.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
They spoke to him, saying, "No, but we will bind you securely and deliver you into their hands, but surely we will not kill you." They bound him with two new ropes and brought him up to the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines shouted as they met him. Then Yahweh's spirit came mightily on him, and the ropes that were on his arms became as flax that was burned with fire, and his bands dropped from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, put out his hand, took it, and struck 1,000 men with it. Samson said, "With the jawbone of a donkey, heaps on heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey I have struck 1,000 men. When he had finished speaking, he threw the jawbone out of his hand, and that place was called Ramoth-Lehi. Perhaps the people of Judah thought they were justified in what they did as long as they didn't kill Samson. But murdering a brother is much like betraying one. They still bound their own brother and gave him to their enemies. We learned some important things about the Holy Spirit's power here. When the Holy Spirit came upon Samson, he became physically stronger. It was not merely a feeling or a nice thought. The Holy Spirit is powerful in both the spiritual and physical worlds. We also see once again that the person that the Holy Spirit comes upon may not be very righteous in their actions. It is clear that God wanted Samson to kill the Philistines, but we also know that what Samson was doing was wrong. Remember back when we started reading about Samson, we considered his Nazarite vow and what it meant. Remember, Samson was not to touch a dead thing. The fresh jawbone of a donkey is a dead thing. We also know that it wasn't because of Samson or the jawbone that Samson killed 1,000 men. It was because of the Holy Spirit. Samson's exclamation at the end of his rampage left that part out. Evidently, just because God uses a person in a big way doesn't mean that everything that they are doing at the time is right. This is important for us to remember when we are tempted to justify our own actions because God did something good by it. Jesus actually warns us about this. Matthew 7:21-23. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will tell me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name, in your name cast out demons, and in your name do many mighty works?' Then I will tell them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who work iniquity.'" It is a right relationship with God that saves us, not the wonderful things that God does with us. If we do have a good relationship with God, then God will be able to use us in the best way, though, because then God will be able to work through us like he did through Jesus. This records for us one of the few true superhero stories. The men of Judah who were there must have watched with astonishment. I wouldn't have been surprised if they were a bit afraid of what would have happened had he not put that jawbone down when he was done with the Philistines.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.